Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim Kuf Yud Dalet. Welcome back, everyone. Today we're continuing to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Reveya Nirba Mukse Neva Nesenu Mechir are Nismayit from the Pasuk of Lahashem. The Gemara asks, why do we need this Pasuk? Why do we not learn it out? So the fact that it's enum iskabel enu royal pesachol mayid, like paras chatos and shir mishtaleach. So the Gemara looks for a case, by all the cases of the Mishnah to find a way that it was once roy and then it became nisal. Because if it was once roy, so then it was called royal pesachol mayid, and we would think that even though it became puzzle afterwards. So then it's still you would still be chayav in a bachutz because it was once royal pesach olamayid. That's enough to make it royal pesach olamayid. And therefore, we need Lashem to explain to be megala that it has to be always roy. And if currently it's no longer roy, then you're patur in a bachutz. So Gemara says that Reveya v'nirva shkach zedak tishinu meikarav ahadur ravu. The case was that you first makdashin and then they were nirva. So Mimela, it was once right, and it was only Nifsal afterwards, and that's what we need the Pasuk of Lahashem. The Raivin and Teres Kayanim adds on to this Gemara in Parshat Acharimos, in this Drosha, the reminder of Evinirva. The Raivin adds on that the reason that Nirva is Nesar is because Adam Oyser Shenu Dover Shenu Shaloi Aidei Maisa. The Hainu. The Rav was bothered by a question that Reveya and Nirva, it's a person is involved in the Avera also. It's not only the animal. So how can the behemoth become Nisal Legavoya by the act of a person? We have a klal that Ena Demaitzer Dover Sheino Shalai. This is what the question the Rav was bothered by. So the Rav answers that it's called that Piyuv Gemara in Chulin, so in Chulin Daf Mem, that B'maisa Ademaitzer Dover Sheino Shalai. So even though by things which are not b'maisa, like it says to be maksa someone else's behemoth for avodah zara, you do not have the ability to. But if a person is doesn't act it, a person shechs the behemoth avodah zara, where it says there, so it does become puzzle. So the Ravid says that also the nirva by us is also the reason that it was puzzle was because other ma'aser davar sheinu shaloi aidei ma'isa. That's the Ravid. The question of the Ravid is interesting. One could argue on the question of the Ravid. Noigeach and Reveya, the Ravid seemingly was not bothered by. You know, the animal gored a person or was Reveya a person, but because it's the act of the animal, so it's not called that Adam Meister Jevashin Shalai. The Hema was what Mice is Asters itself. So Chayr Nirva the same thing. Nirva is a Mice in the Behema. So we would think that the Behema itself wasn't Nirvas. It's not like a Shchita. That's Tzugin Chulin. When a person shechs the Behema, the Behema is only acted upon. And Nirva, the animal is also mishtativ in the Maisa. Yet, before in the Raivid, the Raivid held not the way, that because the Kinir, the Iker, one that's doing the Maisa is the Adam, and the Behema is just being Nifal from the Maisa, so the Raivid held that's also called Adam Oyser Dover Sheinu Shalai. It's not called the Maisa in the Gufa Behema. Interestingly, this Sasemes asks a question in the Gemara by Nevar. Now, why does the Gemara say that Ein Adam Oyser Dover Sheinu Shalai? Hare Lamanda Omar in Chulin, that Adam Oyser Dover Sheinu Shalai Aidei Maisa, let's say it's referring to a case that he did a Maisa in the Gufa Behema. And that's why, and therefore, you could answer it Aidei Maisa. That's what Sasemes asks. The answer is that Sasemes, that our Sug is going according to the Manda Omar, Ein Adam Oyser Dover Sheinu Shalai Afil Aidei Maisa. Because that's Machlokes there in Chulin, and our Gemara is going to Manda Omar that even a Maisa does not answer it. So, the Sidus HaSemes, it's going to be, sure, what do you do with Nirva? The Ravid's question. All right, if you hold that even a day Maisa, you cannot answer, so why is Nirva Nesar? Elamai Tingzus HaSemes held like our question originally on the Ravid. The Nirva is not called that Adam Eiser Dover Sheinu Shalai. The Behema is Asrin, just like Reveya and Neigeach is the Maisa the Behema does. Also, Nirva is the Maisa the Behema does. So, therefore, it's unrelated to the Sukin Chulin. That's not called Adam Eiser Dover Sheinu Shalai. Behema itself did the Isr. But the Ravid held that Nirva is called the Maisa the Adam. And therefore, he answered that Argamar is going to the Amar Adam Oyser Dover Sheinu Shalai Dei Maisa. That with the Maisa, you could ask for the Behema. A related point to this is that the Gemara says by Nevar and at the Meister Gavar Sheinu Shalai. So before the Gemara by us. The Shita of the Rambam is that even though a person that bows down, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Chulin, and Mishtachav El Behemas Chavir Loi Asra. The Gemara says, the Rambam says it's only to make an Asra Lehedyat. But Legavoyat is, it is Asra. And normally, Nevar has two Isurim. Nevar is Asra, both Legavoya and Lehedyat. But the Rambam holds that the Isra Legavoya is not a problem of Ein Adam Asra Dover Sheinu Shalai. That's the Rambam's opinion. The Lachamishna, we'll see in a second why, but the Lachamishna asks, and it's connected to Gemara by us. Gemara is Mefurish, even by Nevar, Ein Adam Asra Dover Sheinu Shalai. It's a very weird question on the Rambam. I'm not going to say an answer right now, but it's a weird question on the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Nevar Legavoya is Asra, Mishtachav El Behemas Chaveroi is Asra Legavoya. But here the Gemara says that by a carbon, a person that bows down to a carbon, you know, belongs to Hekdish, you cannot aser it. Particularly the side of the Rambam holds that you can aser someone else's behema legavaya. The Briskarov in Sefer, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, explains the opinion of the Rambam, that the difference between Nevad Lehedyot and Nevad Legavaya. Nevad Lehedyot is a chalois in the Chefza. That the Chefza becomes the Chefza of Avodah Zarah. That's the meaning of Nevad that Asher's Lehedyot. But the Nevad that Asher's Legavaya is not, you don't need a chalois in the Chefza. The insight is that once it was done to it, a Maisa Avodah, so it became possible. Says Biskarav, like Noigeach and Reveya, it's not a chalois in the Behemah. It's a Maisa the Behemah does, Asher's Legavaya. So also Nevar, a Maisa the Behemah does that it was Nevar, really the person did the Maisa, but it's considered that it was related to the Behemah. It was done to it, a Maisa Avodah, so that's what answers the Behemah Legavaya. As Shein came by Nevar Lehedyot, the Israel Lehedyot, that Biskarav says chalois in the Chefza, the Chefza becomes an Avodah Zarah. Just to clarify one point, when we mention about Neva that it's Asra Lehedyot, that it's Chalam the Chefza becomes Asra, it's an Avodah Zarah, that's Mvur Avodah Zarah, Meseches Avodah Zarah, that's only not by Bali Chayim. A Bali Chayim is not, never Chalam it, the Isser of Neva Lehedyot. Romans out of a Pasuk, you need Tfisas Yaradam. Only by other, by objects, they could become Nesar when it's Chalam the Chefza. A Behema cannot become Nesar as the Chefza of Avodah Zarah. But still, it could have nevad legovaya, as the Biskarov explains, that's not mitzara chalois in the chefs of becoming an avodah zara. Just etzem ma'isa avoda, asers the behema. So, mela, the whole problem of ena the ma'isa dravash ena shalois is Biskarov, is when you want to change the chefs, you want to be mechal in the chefsa, a shame of avodah zara. You don't need to be mechal in a shame of avodah zara. It doesn't become an avodah zara. But it's under the ma'isa avoda. That the Biskarov says. The question of the Gemara is still shared. Didn't answer that. But upon that, he said to the Rambam that why by Nevad you could ask your Dabar Sheinu Shalai Legovaya. So in the Minchas Avram, adds a very nice thing. The Rabbi did argue in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Surah Mizbeach says that also Legovaya, the Behema is not Nesar. I can't ask my Behema of Chaveir Legovaya if I'm Mishtachat to it. That's the opinion of the Rabbi. So Minchas Avram explains that the Machlekes Ram and the Rabbi is not in the Gedra of the Isra of Nevad. The Ravid could agree to everything the Briskarov says in the Rambam, that just like Negeach and Reveya is the Maisa Negicha and Reveya is what ashers the Behema, Huadin and Nevar it's the Maisa Avoid is what ashers the Behema. The Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid is in the Geder of Ein of the Maisa Dover Shinu Shaloi. The Rambam holds that Ein of the Maisa Dover Shinu Shaloi is only when it's Chal in the Chefs of the Behema that has to become an Avodah Zarah. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Ravid holds no. As long as any Isser, which is Chal on the Behema, that also we say in the Ein of the Meister Dover Sheinu Shalai. And the Raya is the Raya by us, the Raya that we started with. The Raya says that by Nirva, the Raya was bothered Ein of the Meister Dover Sheinu Shalai. The Raya had to come on to a Chiddush, that it's because I day Maisa, so are the Meister Dover Sheinu Shalai. But Nirva is Pashut, that it's not Behema changes. Like Avodah Zarah didn't became a Chefsa of Avodah Zarah, became a Chefsa of Nirva. It's just the Maisa of Raviyah, Reveya, Nirva, the mice of Reveya is what answers the Behemoth. And still the Ravid held on that Ein of the Meister Dover Sheinu Shalai. So Melitz Pasha that also by Nevar, the Ravid holds Ein of the Meister Dover Sheinu Shalai. Even though it's just the mice which answers, but anytime that I want to be Mechal in any Isra in the Behemoth, we say that the Klal of Ein of the Meister Dover Sheinu Shalai. But Shein Kein, that the Biskarov says in the Rambam, holds that Ein of the Meister Dover Sheinu Shalai is only when I want to change the Yisod of the Chefza, that I want to make the Behema into a Chefza of Avodah Zarah. And that you command, you have to command. Only that we say Eino Damayser Dover Sheinu Shalai. But the name it's Chalanet Yisurim for a different dinim, and that is no problem of Eino Damayser Dover Sheinu Shalai. So again, we saw here by in the klal of Eino Damayser Dover Sheinu Shalai, is that the Ravid held that Nirva is a problem of Eino Damayser Dover Sheinu Shalai. Even that it's not just looked at as the mice of the behema, it's looked at as the mice of the Adam. And therefore he said that it's Aidei Mice you could aser. Shasemis seems to argue with the lumbus of the Ravid that our sikh is going to that even Aidei Mice you cannot aser. Bakarchak Nirva is called the mice of the behema. Another point we saw was the Machlekes the Ram and the Ravid by Nevar. The Ram holds that by Nevar you could aser, Dover Sheinu Shalai. Biskrab explains because it's not a chefs of the behema becoming an Avodah Zarah, rather just the mice of Avodah. And the Ravid holds that any Maisa, any Israel that's Chalon the Behemah is also, we say in that the Klal of Eino Damayser Dover Sheinu Shalai, which works in the Sheets of Ravid both by Nirva and by Nevar. The Gemara goes on to explain Shana the Mishnah, what's with Muksa Nevar, Eino Damayser Dover Sheinu Shalai. The Gemara says, we're going with your Yisrael Aglili, we're talking about Kachim Kalim, we're going with your Yisrael Aglili and Maman Bailamim. So therefore, it's no problem of Eino Damayser Dover Sheinu Shalai, because it's yours, and you have the ability to make it a muks of a nevar. But then for Ethan and Mechir, the Gemara is not happy with that. The Gemara is going to a new answer of Lodos Kachim. So Rashi explains why. She brings the Gemara in Tmura that Ethan and Mechir is not Chalan Mukdashim. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Seglili, that Kachim Kalam Amun Bailam, so it's called that it's mine, and I have the ability to be Mechal Dinim on it. But still, Ethan and Mechir is not Chalan it, because Ethan and Mechir is not Chalan Mukdashim. That's Rashi goes on. And at the end, the Gemara makes a little summary of explaining the dinim of the Mishnah. The Gemara says that Hilkach Raveh Venir Dvar Erva. Muksa Venevar, Avedis Kechavim. Why does the Gemara here Madgish that Raveh Venir was Dvar Erva? The Gemara at the beginning didn't feel any explanation, any need to explain why Raveh Venir was Chal. Here, the Gemara chashes it again. It says Dvar Erva. So Rashi adds in a few words, Rashi says Dvar Erva. Chayul af al mukdashim kvar. Hilchah mamati b'chutz milahakriv korban. Rashi says that it's going to explain why could be chal and revei v'nirba. Rashi's merami is that chal mukdashim kvar because ethanu mechir is not chal and mukdashim, but revei v'nirba is yechal and mukdashim. Rashi, Hilu Gemara had once we told you that once your merami is at least. That Esen Mechir is not Chal Mukdashim, so you might think that also Revei Venirba and Muksa Venevar are not Chal Mukdashim. The Gemara says no, they could be Chal Mukdashim because it's Dvar Erva and it's Avodah Zarah, so it could be Chal even on Mukdashim. Shengen by Esen Mechir, so it's not Dvar Erva or Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's not Chal Mukdashim. That's a Rashi of Pshat in the Gemara. So the Mavur of Rashi that Esen Mechir is not Chal Mukdashim is Tam Mazir Sakosov, that it's not Chal Mukdashim. That it doesn't mukdashim once already kaddish, it does not become an esen umechir. Therefore, we would have a havmin that applies also to revei v'nirba or muksa v'nevar. And the Gemara says no, don't think that. I mean, the Rambam it's a harmavur a different shot in the miut of esen umechir by mukdashim. Rambam in Perek Dalet Yisurim is bechalach tezvav. Rambam says nosim labeim as kachin des nana loy nesher lemizbeach. If you give the zayna a carbon, it's not nesar. But filu mina isa al pischay vel chagigasay das nana leinitzalu amukdashim. Even if you mal her in a pesach and a chagig, which is kachim kalim, still not possible. Why not? Says the Rambam. She kvar zocha ben gavah meishah sheigdishu. Because one side that you're makdish it, so the hektish was already zeichen. Because the Mishnah says the Rambam's makaris from this din of pratla neder pratla nador. Called neder pratla nador. Esen Mechir is not Chal on Mukdashim. The Rambam, way the Rambam explains it, is Shekvar Zochah Ben Gavoyah Mishash Huktashu. Now the reason is because Gavoyah was already Zeichen it. Sounds like the Rambam, because Gavoyah was Zeichen it already, therefore you do not have the ability to answer it. Esen Mechir is an Asi of the Bailim, and just like by Kachim, it's Pasha that you don't have the ability to answer it. So also by Kachim Kalim, even though I'm still a Shaykh to it, Pashas, Tumult by Pashas, Rambam Paskins, Kachim Kalim is Maman Bailim, that I have the ability to answer it. But here, by Esan and Mechir, we say that as once it became Kodesh already, so far Zochabo and Gavoya, it was already Chal the Zchi of Hekdesh, and I no longer have a Kodesh to make an Esan and Mechir. That's the way the Rambam learns the Miut. That even the Darius Bailus of Kachim Kalim Omen Bailim is not enough to answer Estanu Mechir. So if you another way Rambam in Rashi by us. If you the Rambam Mechir, it's Shver, the Dikta of Lashon HaGemara, which Rashi was coming from. That by Reviv and Nirba and Estanu Mechir, the Reviv and Nirba and Muksav and Evar, Mor had to explain again why it could become Aser. Because we think there's a mir of mukdashim that applies at some the isser of Reviv of Esen Mechir Zan Chalanet. Not that it doesn't become an Esen Mechir. Okay, the isser can't be Chalanet. So even though I have koyach to do it, but the isser can't be Chal. So I think also the isurim of Reviv and Nirba Muksav and Evan are not Chal. If you're wrong, that is because of my lacking of koyach. So why do we need to explain that Reviv and Nirba? Reviv and Nirba, the isser is in Chal, because of the person Bechal. The Gemara by us and the Rashi is Ma'alachar Mashma that now like the Rambam and the miut of Pratla Nador is that it's Stam Gzir is a cause to that the Isser is in Chal but not a cause lacking my koyach. Another point by Jim Klali on the din of Kachim Kalam Amon Bailam Machashiv Yidin Kachim is the Ksois in Simen Tavav says that even though the Fir B'Yisag Lili Kachim Kalam Amon Bailam and the Gemara says Marbings of Bryson, Sachim, and other places that Hamoicher Oylosay Vishlamov Oyasaklum. You should embrace it that you don't have the ability to sell an Oyel and Ishlamim. Gemara says that Lefir B'yei Seaglili, the Bryson is not going Lefir B'yei Seaglili. Lefir B'yei Seaglili, a person does have the ability to sell a Shlamim. Shlamim is Kachim Kalim, Amun Bailim, and you have the ability to sell it. So you should in Gemara. But the Ksai says that that's only the ability to sell it that the other person can eat the Basar. I can sell my Shlamim to someone else. And he gets to eat the basar. But the kapara of the korban always stays by the bailim. If Reuven sells the shlamim to Shimon, so Shimon gets to eat the basar, but the korban is karev l'shem Reuven, not l'shem Shimon. That the Ksai says. What's the Ksai's makar to say such a chinish? So the korban mafur shagamar and baba kamadaf yod gimel. Gemara says there that the fear of Yesag leave that kachem kalam omen bailim. So if kachem kalam or mazik, so there's a parish of Kachem, there's a parish of Nezikin, because it's called Re'eyu, because the Yisrael is called the Bailim on the Karbon. So there's a parish of Nezikin. So the Gemara says, L'fibri Yisagli, Kachem Kalim, that's Mazik, Ashlam, that's Mazik. So it's the Bailim is Chayiv in Tashlumin. The Gemara goes on to say there, and Dafi Yedgimel and Beis, that Toidash Yizika, Mazik, maybe, Nizik Oich HaBasar, Mazik, maybe Lachin. That the din of Yuchlar Ashar by Shor Tam Shehizik, the din of Yuchlar Ashar, so the Shor Hamazik belongs to the Nizik, so now the Nizik owns this Shor Tam, and Mela it's the Nizik eats the Basar, but Mazik made Lechem, the Toida requires Lechem, the Mazik has to bring the Lechem of the Toida, so as Ksais, the Nizik was Zoich in the Karban, why does the Mazik have to bring the Lechem? It's now the Nizik's Karban. Says so it's muach from the Gemara that even though kachem kalim mamon bailim and moicher shlamov the it belongs to the lekeach and here the zin of yuchlar ashar belongs to the nizik that's only klabi v'achilas basar but the shem bala korban can never change the kapara always stays by the first person it says by the first person the ksoi says it's similar to the shem oila and the shem shlamin and the person can't change his korban from one korban to another it's chal neka kedusha of the korban that the korban is an oila. The carbon is a shlamim, and it can't be changed. Who adin says excites is chal that the carbon is oilas ruvein shlamav shal ruvein, and that can't be changed in the carbon. You can change who is the bailim, the chayshem mishpatik a bailim who gets to eat the basar, but the kapar of the carbon always stays by the first person. He says excites, and he has a hard raya mufureshas from the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Yud Gimel. It's a kedivri excites also as before in the Tesis Harashva and Pesachim Daf Tzadi. Also says like the din of excites. However, in the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, in the Pnei Yeshua, in Baba Kama, Daf Samech Vav and Beis, they argue on the din of the Ksais, and they say that if you sell a shlomim, then the lekeach becomes the bala carbon, and it's karev l'shem the lekeach, and not l'shem the moicher. You have to know the feet of him what they do with the gemara that the Ksais brings. The chares of mafurish gemara like the Ksais, that when you sell that when you change the bailus of kachem kalim, only klape the achilas basar, not klape the kapara. Kinir they held there's a difference between between the Mechira and the Din of Yochel HaRashar. When you sell the Karban, then you have ability to sell also the Shem Bailam. When it happens in the Mela, because the Din of Yochel HaRashar, then it doesn't change the Din Bailam of the Karban. It's clear what you have to say, Lefi Divreim. The Chiluk is not so clear. The Ksay Salmata, the Ksay Salmata, it is arrived from the Gemara, the Din of Yochel HaRashar is arrived also to Mechira, that doesn't change the Bala Karban. Another point in the Hemshech of the Gemara, after it comes to explain the rest of the Mishnah, but yes, in the Mechir, Kilayim and Yetzei Doifen, how can you have that it was first Roy, and then it became Nifsal? Once it was, if you were Makdish them already, then these things can't be Chal, these things have to happen earlier. So the Gemara says, Mevlodas Kachim, Mandamar Bahav Yosin in Kedashim, and that's why Rashi explains, because we're going Mandamar Bahav Yosin in Kedashim, that's why Esan and Mechir could be Chal on them. So it can't be Chal Esan and Mechir. According to that, the Gemara's Pshat in the Mishnah. We're going by Vodas Kochim and Bahav Yosin and Gedeshim. So Rashi explains why is it, how is it considered Royal Pesach Ol Moed? When were these Karbonas Royal Pesach Ol Moed? Right, they became Nifsal before they were born. So Rashi explains they were Royag of Imai Bishchitas Imai. The Nir Lavoi El Pesach Al Moed Koyim Shenatzu Nesan Umechir in Bal Akrav Es Imon Hayuin Boyin El Pesach. If you makrav the mothers, then they also be Boyin Pesach Al Moed, because you check the mother, and when you check the mother, it's also considered a shechita klavi the flan, and therefore they were considered royal Pesach Al Moed. Chazanish has a Tmiya Tzuma and Rashi. Chazanish in Kama Simin Mem Aleph Sifkot and Ches. That's an Rashi from Gemara Mufreshes and Tzmura Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Chafei. Gemara there brings a steer and two braces. What to do when you shech the chatos and you find the vlad is alive? The vlad is in of Ben Pekua. The vlad is alive. What do you do with the vlad of this chatos? There was a chatos muberes. What do you do with the vlad? So one brisa says that the vlad is necha lezichrei kahuna b'hazara. It's considered like the mother itself. It has in of a chatos on it. And another brisa says no. That is necha lekol adam u'b'chol mokim. It's chulin gemurim. It's not Niskadish. So come and draw from the Gemara to explain what's this, how to interrupt the steer in the braces. One day after the Gemara says that it's totally in the Machlekes of Bava Yosan in Kedoshim or Meimon in Kedoshim. Under Meimon in Kedoshim, so the Vlad got Kedusha, Mishas Yitzi Rosoi Be'imai. It's already Kaddish. And therefore, when you shech the mother, it's the Vlad is already Kaddish to be a Chatos. So therefore, it's the Kakrova of the mother works to the Vlad. And it's kaimed in Akrava, now it's Nechal, Lezichre Kahuna, Ba'azor, it became Kodesh to be a Chatos. The other braisa that says that it's Chulin is going on there Bava Yosin in Kedoshim. Because Bava Yosin in Kedoshim only with the Leda. Here, the Shechita of the mother is not called the Leda, Klapi the Vlad. Only regular Leda. Here, the Shechita, it makes the Vlad into a Yetzei Doifen. It's not considered that the Vlad had a Leda. When the mother was Shechit and the Vlad came out, therefore the Vlad was never in his Kadesh. And it's called Chulin. It's Nechal, Choladam. Frank the Chazanish, how could Rashi say that it's called Roy Lovoy Agav Imai? It's Roy Lovoy Agav Imai when you shech the mother, so it works the Vlad. Shechting the mother is not Mekadish the Vlad B'chlal. Shechting the mother makes the Vlad into Chulin. Makes that the Vlad will not be Niskadish. Vlad is only Niskadish if it's born from the mother before the Shechit of the mother. But if you shech the mother, so the Vlad is Takanan Niskadish. So that does make the Vlad Roy L'Pesach Omayin. That the Kol Yitzch is going to make the Vlad into Chulin. That's the Chazanish on Rashi. It's me, Atzuma on Rashi. To make the question a little bit easier, maybe a little bit at least a tchilas dover to think to answer up for Rashi. So it's up here another Gemara in Tzmura. Gemara says on the bottom of Yud Aleph Mabez, beginning of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tzmura the Gemara has a suffix about Ar Behema, where the mother is Kaddish and the Vlad is Chulin. Gemara wants to know when you shecht it, is it called Shchulin Ba'azara? Because the you shecht the mother in the Azara. The mother is a carbon. It's supposed to be shechted in the Azara. But at the same time, the shechita works for the Vlad. So that shechita, klapi the Vlad, should be like chulin ba'azara. The Mara answers that no, there's no problem with chulin ba'azara. Mikarimim bei, ki yircha mimcha ha-makoyim. The problem of chulin ba'azara is ki yircha mimcha ha-makoyim. When you're far away from the Beit HaMikdash, only then you're supposed to shecht chulin. But when you're in the Mikdash, you're not supposed to shecht chulin. So Mar says that in this Vlad, it's true that the Vlad itself is chulin, but right now it's in the mother. The only way I can shecht it is with the mother. The mother needs to be shechted in the Azara. If you shecht the mother b'chutz, it's shchutei chutz. That's what we're learning about right now. You're not allowed to shecht the mother b'chutz. So we're, because the shechit is physically done to the mother, I need to shecht the mother in the Azara and not b'chutz. And there, because the shechita needs to be done that way, so even klabi the vlan, it's not called chulin v'azara, because the makom shechita of this behema, the conglomerates of the mother and child together, has to be shechted in the azara. So therefore, even klabi the vlan is no problem of chulin v'azara. That's the gemara there. After that, Rashi held that the pshat in that is lemaisa. What happens though? Lemaisa, it's still the chulin, and you got a shechita in the azara. Why is there a nifsel from chulin v'azara? Rashi has shown that the pshat in the Gemara in Tzmura is that the shechita's kachim of the mother is chal on the vlad. The vlad got in the shechita's kachim. It's true the vlad itself is chulin, but the because right it's so it needs the shechita of the mother, and the mother is a carbon, so the shechita of the mother works for the vlad. The vlad needs in its current state, I think part of the mother is the shechita of the mother, which is the shechita of kachim. In Cain, we see that a vlad. The mei imai, a vlad can get a shechit of kachim. When you shecht the mother, then it's called the shechit of kachim in the vlad also. And that's if it would be called the shechit of chulin kabi the vlad, it would be problem of chulin ba'azara. And why it's called that the vlad had in it a shechit of kachim. The vlad had in it a shechit of kachim. So Rashi, that's called roya avima. It's roy with the shechit of the mother to get a shechit of kachim. So that would make it roy lepesach olmoid. After that's teretz Rashi from the. Of the greater question from the Chazon Ish, that why is it considered Reil Pesach Al Moed? Be this Gemara and Tmura. I'm sure we can see that's why it's called Reil Pesach Al Moed, Agav the Shechit of the Mother. That's all Pshat and Rashi in the Sugya. The Briskarov has a new Mahalach in the Sugya. Not like Rashi. We'll see that in a minute. First, just want to say with the Pshat of Taisis. Briskarov's Nugget to the Taisis also. Taisis has a question over here from the Sugya in the beginning of the fifth parak of Tmura. Before there in the Mishnah, the Chavdal and Mebez, that the Behemoth's kachim gives birth to a tumtum v'androgynous. So the Mar says, "Alman Amar b'meyimon in kedoshim that the kedusha is chal already from its yitzira, then it's chal on tumtum v'androgynous. Alman Amar b'havayosan in kedoshim, so the kedusha is not chal. Kedusha because it's not roy. Alman Amar b'havayosan in kedoshim means the leda could be mekadosh the vlad. It's the only type of leda which makes the vlad roy, because the vlad is not going to be roy. Tumtum v'androgynous is possible for a carbon. So the lady does not mekadosh it. So Teis asks, and who had in all these other cases at the time, all everything in our sugya, esman mechir kilayim yetidoyfen treifa, that because of the time that it's born, it's not roy. So ma'adomer b'havayosin in kedoshim, it should not get kedusha from its lady. That's the big question of Teis on the sugya. Teis is mechadosh in the first teretz. Teis mechadosh that even though the pshat in the gemara and tmura. You know, the Gemara says that it doesn't get Kedusha, the Gemara means it doesn't get Kedusha's Haguf. But it could get Kedusha's Damim. You can't get Kedusha's Haguf, the difference between Kedusha's Haguf and Kedusha's Damim, Kedusha's Haguf, you need a Mum to be paid it. Kedusha's Damim, you can be paid it right now. Kedusha's Haguf, makes Tzmura, Kedusha's Damim does not make Tzmura. Kedusha's Haguf became a carbon. Kedusha's Damim is just a way to sell it and make money to bring a carbon. Taisa says that it says there that when the carbon is born, the vlad is born, it's pusel. It doesn't get kedusha. It only means it doesn't get kedusha saguf. But kedusha's domin it could get. That's the chiddush of Taisa. The Taisa is very difficult. How in the world does the vlad get kedusha's domin? The kedusha of the vlad comes from the mother. Just like the mother is the carbon. So it's turned out of a pasuk in the sugin tamura. But the din vlad is kachim. The vlad gets the kedusha of its mother. That's Yisrael. Machlokes had to learn the pasuk. It means v'havayoson when it's born, or as soon as it has a yetzira. But akupanim, the vlad is getting the kedusha of the mother. So the mother is a carbon. It's a good carbon. It's kedusha saguf. You're going to be makrifit. The vlad is not re'ilak rava. So if it wasn't said in the parasha of vladas kachim, then it should be chulin. And if it was said in the parasha of vladas kachim, then it should be a carbon. How does a mother of kedusha saguf make a vlad of kedusha's damim? How did that happen? What it seems from this thesis is very important. You say it, we get to Tmura and other places that every Kedush Saguf is not that it has Kedusha Guf and not Kedusha's Dhamma. No. Every Kedusha Guf has been in both Kedusha's Dhamma and Kedusha's Guf. It means every Kedusha's Dhamma is a lower level of Kedusha. The only Kedusha is that its money is Shaykh to Hekdesh. But the name itself is not Shaykh to Hekdesh. That's Kedusha's Dhamma. Kedusha's Guf is that even the behemoth itself is royally carved like Gavaya. But that doesn't mean, but included in every Kedusha Saguf is also the fact that it's Domim is right. It's not, it's Domim is right for, is Oimid for Gavaya, and its Guf itself is Oimid for Gavaya, Oimid for Akrava. That's every carbon is that way. In the Minchas Avraham, he brings Kamarayas to this Yisoid, from Rav David Soloveitchik and others, right? From Sukkot and Tumur and other places in this Yisoid. Currently, the most basic raya to this is a klal that is also quoted here, we'll see in a second, but a klal that's called Migu Denach to Kedushas Dome Nach Denami Kedushas Saguf. It's a sugya in Tumura that a maktish something which is roi to be chalene Kedushas Saguf, but only a maktish a Kedushas Dome. Versus because it's chal in the kedushas damim, it also is chal in the kedushas aguf. Since it was chal in the kedushas damim, it's also chal in the kedushas aguf. See then that kedushas damim and kedushas aguf are very related. Something which has kedushas aguf no longer has kedushas damim. So why is the kedushas damim a precursor, a way to bring in to kedushas aguf? It's unrelated to kedushas aguf. Elamai, everything that has kedushas aguf also has in the kedushas damim. So therefore, we can say that once you started the process and get kedushas damim, and it could get kedushas aguf, then it goes a step further to get an kedushas aguf. But l'chaver, we see that kedushas aguf and kedushas damim are related to each other, and everything which has kedushas aguf also has kedushas damim. So maybe that's the pshat over here that a karbon gives birth, and it's not shaykh into the parasha of lados kachim to make the vlad into a karbon. That was not shaykh, but you still can have it in the din of kedushas damim because the mother has kedushas damim. So the Vlad can get the Kedushas Damim of the mother. You still usually stop thinking how exactly this works. The simple way to explain is that it was not said here the din of Vlad is Kachim Bechlam. Because the Vlad is not Roy, so it wasn't said the din of Vlad is Kachim to give the Vlad the Kedusha Guf of the mother, to make it a carbon. But it still gets Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim is unrelated. That it gets Kedushas Damim is not because of the parish of Vlad is Kachim. It's not because of that Pasuk. It's a Svara. That the mother has Kedushas Damim. Anything which comes from the mother also gets Kedushas Damim. Kidulei Hekdesh Hekdesh. The mother has Kedushas Damim. So things which grow from Hekdesh are also become Hekdesh. That would be the simple way to explain this idea that it does not work mitzvah the parasha of Vladis Kachim, but rather mitzvah normally like in Chayshim Nishpat, that my behema has a child, so the child is also mine. So Hekdesh's behema that has Kedushas Damim has a child, the child also belongs to Hekdesh. That would be the simple way to explain. But the Chora, we can't say that way. The Mishnah in Me'ilah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah says there that a Maktish Chamoira, a female donkey, to bet a kabayis. So there's a Me'ilah in it and its milk, or it and its child. The reason is because Gidule Hektish. The Vlad that grows from it is Hektish. But if you're Maktish a carbon to the Mizbeach, so there's no Me'ilah in the child. Beitzei Toirin, the eggs of the Toirim of Hektish, or the milk of a carbon, there's no me'ilah. Because on something which has in the Kedushas, Mizbeach, Kedushas Aguf, we don't say the din of Gidulei Hektish. The reason is that something which has Kedushas Damim, so it's aimed for, is to be made into money. It's a business. You sell it, you use the money for better kabayis. Shenkin a carbon, even though the money belongs to Hektish, but what they don't have out of the carbon is its money. What Hektish has out of the carbon is an opportunity to use it to bring it out on the Mizbeach. That's what it's aimed for. So, and that way there's no din of Gidulim. Gidulim is something when I own something, or Hektish owns something for its money, so then the Gidulim get the din of, the Gidulim that come from it also get, or also become Mammon Hektish. When Hektish doesn't have a carbon for its money, it has to make Hakrava from it, so there we don't say that what comes out of it is, it has the same din as the mother. Imkain, come back to us. If here wasn't said the parasha of Lada's Kachim to give the Vlad any the Kedusha of the mother, then we can't give the Vlad Kedusha's Dhamma of the mother inside the din of Gidule Hektish. Gidule Hektish does not apply to a carbon. A carbon, we don't look at it anymore as money. You know, what we said before is still correct. A Vlad of the money of it is Shaykh the Hektish. A carbon, not only does it have Kedusha Guf, it also has Kedusha's Dhamma. But the way that we relate to it right now is only as a korban, because it's only omit for that. We don't look at it as a way for Hekdesh to make money. So if so, then it can't, if it's not acting in the state of Kedusha Zamin, the Bukhari can't give that din over to its Vlad. How does a Vlad get to your Kedusha Zamin? It's very difficult to understand. It has to be the Pshat and Taisis is the parish of Vladus Kachim was said lechatzoyim. That it really is working out the din of Vladus Kachim. The parish of Vladus Kachim normally can work to make the Vlad into a carbon when the Vlad is Roy. When the Vlad is not Roy, so it can't make it into a full carbon and make it into a half a carbon. It can give it Kedushas Damim even though it does not have Kedushas Haguf. That has to be the Pshat and Taisis. But again, this Pshat is based on the fact that the carbon has in it both aspects. It has in it Kedushas Haguf and has in Kedushas Damim. Just, so it was said the parish of Lodos Kachim, which is a parish in the Torah, not Mitzvah the Din of Gedulei Hekdesh. It was said the parish of Lodos Kachim that the Vlad can get half of the Din of its mother. And that's the Pshat Taisis wants to learn in our Sugya. That the Esnan and Mechir and all these things in our Sugya, they don't have Kedushas Haguf. They only have Kedushas Damim. And we still need the Pasuk of they would still be included in Pesach HaMoed. He speaks out, they're better than Kachet Berek Habayis. Because Kachet Berek Habayis, their Inyan is not for the Mizbech Bechlal. They're used to be sold, and their money is going to be brought to build, to help build the Beis HaMikdash, to reinforce the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Inyan of Kachet Berek Habayis. It's important to realize there are three things. There's Kachet Berek Habayis, which is their focus, they're entirely set aside for the bias. Then there's Kachet Mizbech, which are going to be brought to the Mizbech. And there's things which have Kedushas Damim Le Mizbech. So their goal is for the Mizbeach, but not for they themselves. They themselves are not Roy. You sell them, and take their money, and you bring them to the Mizbeach. So because they're related to the Mizbeach, so it's called Roy LePesach HaOmayir, and it was like Roy Agavim, like Rashi says, and it's called Roy LePesach HaOmayir. And therefore we need the Pasuk of Lashem to exclude them. That's what Taisus wants to learn Shana in the Gemara. However, Taisus is bothered that if we say that all Vlados Kodshim, even when they're not Roy, they get Kedushas Damim, then we should say on these things, we should say, Migudu Nachta, Kedushas Damim, Nachta Nami Kedushas Haguf. If they already have in them Kedushas Damim, then that itself is a reason to give them Kedushas Haguf, and then they should therefore become a Korban. And the Gemara Temura says not the way. The Gemara Temura says that they do not get Kedushas Haguf. Therefore, Taisus answers Taisus Chayzer. At the end, Taisus changes his mind. Everything that we said and spoke about until now, that to explain the Taisus, that Vladis Kachim can give you Kedushas Damim, that was all a Havmin of Taisus. Taisus at the end proves that that's not the Pshat. The Olam, when the Gemara says in Temura, that Kedushas Haguf is not Chalan Tumtum Vandreganus, who are then Kedushas Damim is not Chalanit, and also Esnan and Mechir, no Kedushas Chalan Bechla. Tzchulin Gemura. So what's Pshat in our Gemara that you need the Pasuk to mide it from Lashem? That we're referring to after it became an Esanu Mechir, and it was afterwards you were Makdashit. The animal was born, and it was born as Chulin, but later on you're Makdashit. So therefore, because now it has Kedushas Haguf, so then it would be considered Roy LePesach HaMoed. And the only reason that it's Nismayit is because of Lashem. So you need a new Hekdash in order to be Makdashit. That's the opinion of Taisus. So it comes out that the reason the carbon is called Roy LePesach HaMoed, it needed a time that it was Roy. When was it Roy? When was B'mei Imoy? That's what made it Roy. Rashi explains that it was Roy B'mei Imoy if you shech the mother, then it will be a krav on the Vlad. That's why it's called, it had a time that it was Roy. But still we need it to be a carbon. We saw in the Gemara earlier, in the Afkuf Yigim and Beis, that carbon is Might Kachibetik Habayis. Carbon needs that has to be a carbon. So you need Royal Pesach HaMoed and a carbon. So what makes it Royal Pesach HaMoed was that it's Roy Agav Imoy, that makes it that before it was born. That's what makes it Royal Pesach HaMoed. But for the Tanai of carbon, there it's talking about your Makdashit later on. And it's very fascinating that these two things don't need to come at the same time. What makes the two conditions to make this thing that, again, in the Havamina, before the Pasuk of Lashem, to make that you'd be chayv on bringing this bachutz, is that it has to be a carbon, it has to be Roy LePesach HaMoed. The time that it was Roy LePesach HaMoed, it wasn't a carbon. The time that it was a carbon, it wasn't Roy LePesach HaMoed. It was Roy LePesach HaMoed before it was born, and then it was chulin, it didn't have kedusha. And it was a carbon after it was born, then it had kedusha, but then it was no longer Roy LePesach HaMoed, because it was nifsal before it was born. It seems that you don't need that the carbon of Shaboy is Roy LePesach HaMoed. You need that the behema should be both a carbon and Royal Pesach HaMoed. Once it was Raya at one point, that makes Raya the Pesach HaMayid, and then you could later on be mashing the Tanai of Karbon. That's what comes out from the Sukkot of Yerashim Teis, which is very hard to understand, that the heart of these two things are two parts of one story. And the Teis comes out that they're disconnected points, and they're unrelated to each other. That comes out of the Sukkot of Yerashim Teis. And then Chasavram brings down another Mahalach from Miskarov to explain Shad in the Gemara. To answer this question on the sugya, so to mark them when you say the Biskarov writes in a sefer, in a letter, in the back of the sefer, in a letter to Chaim Lezer. The Gemara says on Daf Pehem Beis that Rabbi Akiva holds that Balmum is a malo lo yerid. Balmum bedukin shabayin because it's kosher ba'ifis, so it's a malo lo yerid. The Gemara says there that Maid Rabbi Akiva im kadam. Mumay lek deishai that it's a mala yerid. Even though Rabbi Akiva holds that the mitzvah, the soul of Baal Mum, it could be a mala lo yerid. But if the mum comes before the hektish, then it's a mala yerid. Why is that? The pasuk shad is because it's not chal any kedusha. It's not chal kedusha saguf and something which has a mum. A carbon which already kadosh and then gets a mum, so it still has kedusha saguf. It's not, the mum itself is not mafkia the kedusha saguf from the carbon. But behemas chulin, which has a mum, you can't be makdash, it's just not chal on it. So it's pasha that the Firi Rabbi Akiva is an ala yerid, because it doesn't get any kedusha. And the Gemara goes on a step further to say that Rabbi Akiva also agrees that nekeva la'ayla is also yerid. Even though nekeva is kosher by oifis, so you would think that anything which is kosher by oifis, according to Rabbi Akiva, then should be an ala lo yerid, but if a person is mafresh in a kevel la'ayla, here the din is a mala yerid. Why? Kiman the kodam mumolek desha dami, because the nekevas nakvus comes before the hektish, so it's like the mum came before the hektish, and therefore it's also yerid. So the pasuk shot we would say learning the gemara is that by nekevel la'ayla it's also not chal in kedusha saguf, just like when the mum is creating the hektish, it's not chal kedusha saguf. Who are then by nekeva lo'ilu, it's not chal kedusha saguf. And that's why Rabbi Akiva agrees that it's yerid. Problem is that the Gemara in Tumura says, in the Daf Yotesim Beis, that a person that's mafresh nekeva lo'ilu is chal kedusha saguf. Kedusha saguf is able to be chal on it. In Cain, so what's shot in the Gemara in Daf Pehei? Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, by nekeva lo'ilu is it a mala yerid? Kedusha saguf it has, and it's kosher be'oifetz. So who cares that the mum came to the paslos came before the Hekdesh? Once it has Kedusha Guf, then the Firi Akiva could be im Allah lo yerid. Says the Biskarov, that you see here, you say it, that not all Kedusha Gufs are created equal. Even though in the cable, Ayla gets Kedusha Guf, but the Biskarov coined a new term. It doesn't get Kedusha Sakrava. The Hainu, the carbon can have Kedusha, that it becomes Kaddish, it can make a Tamura, you need a mum to be paid, it's Halin it Kedusha Saguf. But it never was chal in a din that it's supposed to be karev l'mizbeach. Kedusha shakrava means that the din of the carbon, the kedusha that's chal in the carbon is with an end goal. That its point, the point of the kedusha is in order to be makrev it on the mizbeach. That's kedusha shakrava. When a carbon has in it a psul before you makdash it, so even in cases when the kedusha shakrava can be chal on it, and it can get kedusha that it needs a moment to be nifta. But it will never become a karba, never get to sakrava, that it's roi and oimid for akrava. So that's the miskrava, says that that's the shadow of the mar and daf pehei. The reason Rabbi Akiva is maide by kodam mumma lakadeshai, that it's yerid, is because it doesn't get to sakrava. There, is another reason also, it doesn't even get to saguf. But in order for a karba to be im alalo yerid, that it's shaykh, to do anir my sakrava, I need that it gets to sakrava. And the kedusha that it got was a type of kedusha to make it oimid and roi for akrova. So there, the carbon never got when it's kodam nekeva lakdasha. So even though it can get kedusha sakuf, it can't get kedusha sakrova. So it never became a carbon that had an edin akrova, and that's where Rabbi Akiva said that it's yerid. That's Biskrov learned from the Gemara in Daf Pei. He's minor there in his letter to Chaim Lezer, nafkaminas between the kedusha sakuf and kedusha sakrova. I'll be that to say to the Biskarov, Milchasavar brings down that he wants to also say Pshat and Ora Gemara. The Gemara at the beginning starts off that all of these things in the Mishnah, Reveya, Venirva, and muksav and evad v'chulei, all the things in the Mishnah, they should be excluded from the pasuk of El Pasuk HaYomayit. Why do we need a new pasuk of Lashem? The more answer is that it's talking about akdashinu v'hadar rovu. And that's why they're nismayit from the pasuk. That's why mitzad Pesach HaYomayit they would be right. And you need the new pasuk of Lashem to be mayit. The Rav explained that what the Gemara is looking for in the Pesach HaYomayit is this nakuda. What the Gemara is looking for is that the carbon needs kedushas hakrava. The Pesach HaYomayit says that the only time that Rechai v'chutz is a carbon which has in it kedushas hakrava. It was his kaddish to be a carbon. So even though it's nitzel afterwards, but that is never that never changes. It never changes that the carbon was made to be a carbon, so it always stays being a carbon. Practically, you can't be makar of it because it's a revei v'nirba. But the aside, the kedusha of the carbon is kedusha to be brought as a carbon. Kedusha that's chal, kedusha to be brought as a carbon. That's called kedusha sakrava. To be considered royal pesach ha'lamayed, the defining factor is does it have kedusha sakrava or not have kedusha sakrava. So the Gemara needs that it's first chal in the kedusha, and then only afterwards is nifsal. Then we need a new pasuk of Lashem to say that even though it's chadush lakrava, we need the carbon right now is roi lakrava. That's the new pasuk of Lashem. It's at the din of a pesach ha'amayid. It's at that drasha. And what I'm looking for is that they have kedusha lakrava. So that's why the Gemara says dafka when it's chal kedusha, and then afterwards it's nifsal by Revei Venirva and by Muksa Veneva, Kachim Kalim, if you're Gay Saglili. It's first chal kedusha, and then it's nifsal. So Mamela, it has kedusha lakrava. Then the Gemara goes on, but that's all good in those cases. But ethnu mechir kilayim v'yetze doifen. What do we say in this? Hari here bechreach that you made it an ethnan before you makdash it. So im kain, it never got kedusha sakrava. Enters the Gemara. Vodas kachim kamandam ravayos bavayos and English. Explains the Briskarov. That the Roilak Rava of the Vlodis, it's not like Rashi says, because when you shecht the mother. The Roilak Rava Yitzhak was born later. It wasn't even when you shechted the mother. But because the mother has Kedusha Sakrava, so the Siba, the Kedusha, the Vlad, is also Kedusha for Akrava. The Vlad gets the Kedusha of the mother when it's born. It's Avad Apostle. When it's born, it's already an Esen and Machir, it's Avad Apostle. But because it was Iskadish, because of the mother, so the kedusha that it got was the kedusha of a carbon, which is roi lakrava. The type of kedusha that it has is that kedusha of the mother, which is kedusha sakrava. Therefore, misad the din of a pesach ha'moyed, it would be included. We need a new pasuk of Lashem to exclude it. That's the shkarav of the gemara, gavaldik of the gemara. However, it's still shver the question that Taisa brings up. In the gemara in Tzemura, it's mefurish. Elamandamar bava yosin in kedusha. Kedusha is not chal when the vlad is not roi. She's not chal on tumdom the androgynous. Who are then necessarily mechir? It shouldn't be chal. And if kedusha is not chal, so then didn't get any kedusha sakrava. If we'd say that it was talking that it could be niskadish when it's born, so we could say that the type of kedusha that it got, it inherited it from its mother. So that's called kedusha sakrava. But once the Gemara Tumur tells me that lemaisa it doesn't get any kedusha in this case when it's born, it's chulin. So you need a new maisa kedusha, like Taisa says. So if so, then the kedusha that it has is not the. Is not kedusha sakrava. So now the Minchas Avraham answers wants to answer the Das of Iskarav. Appear another tesis that argues another tesis. The Gemara in Tzvur is mefurish that tumtum v'androgynous is not niskadish. Mador b'havah yosin in kedusha. That's mefurish in the Gemara. Tes by us assumes that it's not only tumtum v'androgynous, but who are then other psulim like esanu mechir kilaim in yetzi doifen also would not be niskadish. But Taisin Nida Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph argues on that. Taisin Nida has a tzad to say that only Tumtum Vandroginus Kedusha is not Chal. And the other Psulim, Kedusha could be Chal on them. Taisin Rosh explains that in Nida, that Loi Nikar Apisul Begufam, the Psul is not Nikar. In the Tumtum Vandroginus, it's Nikar the Psul. So it's Mufka from Akrav entirely. Shenke in Esen Omechir, Hilai in the Itzei Doifen. So even though the mice of the carbon is Psul, but because it's not Nikar in the Guf, the soul of the carbon, so it's not entirely mufka from akrava. So the Mount Amar Bavi Yosin in Gedoshim, it is niskadish. I date the later from it. It does get the kedusha of the mother when it's born. So the fee that tastes in Nido, we can say pshat in our gemara. We can kind of differ the biskarov. The same the gemara is looking when the gemara answered Bavlas Kachim Bavi Yosin in Gedoshim, saying that it gets kedusha sakrava because it gets the kedusha of the mother. So even though at the end of the day it will be puzzle, but the type of kedusha is kedusha sakrava. But I, not niskadesh when it's born. The fetus it could get niskadesh. It gets the kedusha of the mother when it's born. So then, now kedusha is talking kedusha sakrava. That's why it would be included in a Pesach al Moed, and it's only excluded from the Pesach of Lashem. So to summarize what we saw in this one line in the Gemara, it might seem very simple, but really very, very not so simple. But to summarize what we've seen in the Inyan of Lotus Kachim here, Rashi explains that it's Roy Agav Imayu. Because you could shech the mother. Chazanish asks, when you shech the mother, it's chulin. So how is that called Roy Agav Imayu? We had a thought to explain in Rashi that it's called Roy that because it's chal in the vlad, a shechitas kachim, that makes it Roy Agav Imayu. Taisus asks that it's chulin, that tumtum nedroyginus when it's born is not niskadesh. But then all the other psulim are not going to be niskadesh. It became it's chulin, so it's pashut that it's inspired from carbon. It's not a carbon bechlal. Taisus first answers that even though it's not chavtush saguf, it could be chavtush as domin. Taisus chayzer from that. So he answers at the end that you makdash it again, you makdash it the vlad by itself, before the leida or after the leida, you makdash the vlad by itself, and therefore it gets kedusha saguf. And the Biskarov said a new malach in the sugya that what the Gemara was looking for a Pesach HaMoed was a type of kedusha. The type of kedusha which is called tuch sakrova, that it was in Scottish to become a carbon. So there we need that the kedusha is chal before that the psul happened. And by Vladis Kachim, because it got the kedusha of the mother, the sibul of kedusha got from the mother, so therefore it's called that has kedusha sakrova. Those are the malachim in the sugya. Mark goes on to explain next part of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon holds that any carbon which is roi lachar zman, the shochte bachutz chayav en olav. You're not chayav kareis and carbon, but you're over olav of Rabbi Shimon. The pshute of the pshat of Rabbi Shimon is that it's called the mixas it's roi, something which is not roi bichlal raviyav en yirva. So Rabbi Shimon agrees that you're potter bachutz legamri, but something which is roi bimixas. So then it's yirva olav. It's you get half of the parasha, kilo, a lav of shchut echutz, that's the karis of shchut echutz. That's the pasuk of shots in the din of Rav Shimon. It's also mukach learn the second derech of the Gemara. The get of Rav Shimon is that it's rei b'miksas, so therefore you're chayev b'chutz. It's a half of the parasha of shchut echutz. It's also mavur like that in the Gemara in Me'ila Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says there in Me'ila that teirin shelo yigia zmanom vay nenin vay mayalin. Person is makdish teirin shelo yigia zmanim. They're not yet old enough to be brought as a carbon. So it's asher mi rabbanon to be nene, but there's no meila. There's no meila because it's in its current state. It's not right for akrava. It's because it's not right now. So there's no meila. Meila needs that the carbon is right now. But Rabbi Shimon knows no. Rabbi Shimon says there in the Mishnah that there is meila in teirin shelo yigia zmanim. That a person that's nen and turns to the gazmanim is over the shem ilan has to bring a carbon. So the Mara explains that Reb Shimon is latame from our Mishnah and Zvachim. Reb Shimon holds that whole roi lachar zman that you over belois say. What's the connection? We're talking about an union of shchut echutz. There it's a question of meila. How does the Gemara compare meila to shchut echutz? And why it's clear from the Gemara is that the yisod of the machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon is how do I look at something which is right tomorrow? Something which today is not right bichlal. Today is im ala yerid. But lachar zman will be right. So the Rabbanon look at right what it is right now. If right now it's not right, so it's considered ain't right, and you're patra bachutz. And therefore you're patra bachutz. And also they hold out lagabi me'ila. Lagabi me'ila, because it's not right now, so it's not called the carbon is a carbon aroi. So therefore there's no me'ila. But Rav Shimon has a different way to look at things. Rav Shimon says that I'm able to look at the fact that it's roi la'achar zman, say that already right now it's roi b'miksas. Even though it doesn't have the whole parsha of chutz, it's roi enough that it should be shaykh anid akrov b'chutz. It's called a carbon already with Rav Shimon. So just like Rav Shimon is called a carbon to be chayv b'chutz, according to Rav Shimon it's also called a carbon that you should have me'ila in it. That's a hard pshat in the Gemara me'ila. Very clear what the machlokes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon is. However, in the first derech of the Gemara of Reish Lakish, things are a little bit confusing. The Karnayr and the Sfasemid are made on the point that it's not here becomes a little bit more confusing what the drush of Reb Shimon is. Why? Reish Lakish says the makar of Reb Shimon is from the pasuk of Leis Asun, Kol Sharnachnu Oisin Poyayoyin, that Moshe was talking to Klal Yisrael when they were in the Midbar. And the Midbar, the Mishkan had a din of a Mikdash. You could bring in it, you could bring Korbanos Choiva, Chatas and an Asham, you could bring in the Mishkan, in the, well, Kozman, the Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. But once you get to Gilgal, then the even the Mishkan in Gilgal will no longer, you will no longer be able to bring Korbanos Choiva like you can do over here. Chatas and an Asham, you can't bring them when the Mishkan is in Gilgal. However, once after 14 years of Kibush v'Chiluk, when they moved the Mishkan from Gilgal to Shiloh, then also they didn't have a Mikdash, and also over there you could bring Chayvais. So Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael that you can't bring Chayvais in Gilgal, and you have to wait until the time of Shiloh in order to bring them. So the Gemara says that there's a lav of a carbon which is Mechusar's man, is a lav. There's a lav to bring this carbon mechusar's man. A carbon mechusar's man, you're over lav if you bring it. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara goes on to ask that Amar Abirmi Reb Zeira Ihachi Milkanam Milki. If that's true, that's what the pasuk is saying. So then also when you bring a mechusar's man in the Beis Hamikdash itself, you should get a malchus, because that's what happened here. In Gilgal was a mishkan, and there was also them. They're over lav. They brought a chatas or an asham in Gilgal, because it's a mechusar's man, because it's supposed to be brought in Shiloh. The relationship between the current time in Gilgal to Shiloh is like a mechusar's man. So you see, then you bring a carbon to mechusar's man, you're over alav. So then always you bring a mechusar's man in the Beis HaMikdash, you should be over alav. That was the question. And the Gemara says, in Inachanami, Lefir B'Shimon, it's true. The Rabban are arguing on the drash of Reb Shimon, but Lefir B'Shimon, it's true that you bring a mechusar's man in the Mikdash, you're chayiv, you're over alav. That's what the Gemara says. Hare, the Isser of Mechusar's man in the Mikdash is not because of the Isser of Shchutei Chutz. Obviously, you brought in the Mikdash. You're bringing an Isser of Espenai, Terim Shalei Yezmanum, you bring them in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not chayiv there because of Shchutei Chutz. You're chayiv there because of a krav in the Mikdash of Mechusar's man. Just like there's a lav to bring a Balmum, so the fear of Shimon is also a lav to bring a Mechusar's man. The reason you're the Isser is because you bring a carbon which is puzzle in the Mikdash. You're not going to bring a carbon that's puzzle. Certain carbons have a lav, certain don't have a lav. The Gemara learns that if you're Shimon, this is a lav, sheesh by Malkus, to bring a Mechusar's man b'fnim. So that's why you're chayiv. So the Isser of the Pasuk is an Isser of Mechusar's man. A krov of Mechusar's man, that's why you're chayiv. L'chayiv, that's not at all what Shimon said in the Mishnah. Shimon in the Mishnah said, you bring a Mechusar's man b'chutz. We're dealing with the chiv of chutz, which you need to bring a carbon. So carbon which is not roi, you're potter on it b'chutz. Says Rav Shimon, a mechusar's man, you could be chayiv even though it's mechusar's man. Not because it's mechusar's man. You're chayiv on mechusar's man b'chutz, even though it's not roi right now. And if you look at it right now, it's considered einoi roi. So Rav Shimon says, no, because it's roi la'achar's man, I can look at that and it's miksasoi roi, and therefore you could be chayiv on it b'chutz. I can look at the tzad roi shavoi to be chayiv on it b'chutz. That's not at all connected to the chiyuv that the Gemara learns out that you're chayiv when you bring a mechusar's man in the mikdash. There, you're not chayiv even though it's mechusar's man. You're chayiv because it's mechusar's man, because you brought a korban apostle. Bachutz, you need to bring a korban hakosher. What you mean there is mechayiv because you look at the tzad hakashrus sheboy, and b'fnim he gives me a malchus because you look at the tzad pasul sheboy. How do we have these two things coexisting in the drasha of Reb Shimon? This question is only on the teretz of the Gemara of Reb Zeira. According to Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that says Pnim de Gilgal Lagabe Shila Kechutz Zami, he says that we can't learn out from this drasha of Reb Shimon that person that's makar a mechusar's man in the mikdash is chayiv. No, there's no raya. Why? Because Gilgal in relationship to Shila is considered like chutz. You know, Gilgal was the mishkan. Because you couldn't bring chayvais in Gilgal, so it was similar to chutz. There was no proper mishkan to bring chayvais in. Because it was similar to chutz, so we have no makar to say when you bring a carbon bifnim that you get malchus. A mechusar's man bifnim that you get malchus. So if you have Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you can say that the whole drasha of the pasuk is a drasha of chutz, like we said originally. Pasuk is coming to say that you're chayav b'chutz because it's considered miksas roi. Mechusar's man is miksas roi. And Gilgal, Legabe Shiloh is Kechutzami. So therefore, your chayiv now for the because of the chayiv of chutz, and your chayiv, even though it's puzzle, but it's mixed right, it's enough to be mechayiv. That's what you can learn lefi of Nachman bar Yitzchak. But lefi Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zeira had held that your chayiv lefi Rav Shimon even on mechutzur zman bifnim. So b'karachach the lav here is not a lav of chutz; it's a lav of snam being makar b'mechutzur zman. So even though such a lav exists, it's a hard posture that b'chutz you're not ever such an iser. Person brings a baal mum b'chutz. How do you doesn't get the isurim of bring a baal mum? There's five lav and a person brings a baal mum. That's only when you bring a baal mum in the Beis HaMikdash. Mokum et zroi for akrova. Person that brings the b'chutz of had is potter. Potter mitzad dini chutz because it's zainu miskabel, and he's potter mitzad dini baal mum because he brought it b'chutz and it wasn't in the Mikdash. So who are the mechutzur zman? Even if Rabbi Shimon learned out of this pasuk that there's a lav of bringing mechutzur zman in the Mikdash, when you bring him b'chutz, you should be potter. So what's shot in the drush over here? There's the Karenari and the Sfasemis are on this point. So Rashi already answers this question. Baruch Hashem, Rashi says, understand the Rashi. Rashi on Amar Aleph, Rashi Divrei Masul Choyves. Rashi says, Umashma, Bein Bebomas Timur, Bein Bebomas Yochid. Alam Mechutzur Zman, Bebomas B'lo Yisaseh. So Rashi says that the pasuk is mashma, that not only when you bring it in Gilgal, in the Mishkan, in Gila, in Gilgal, are you over the lav, but also when you stam, you bring a chatas and an ashram in your backyard, you're also over a lav. Bizman Gilgal. Even though Gilgal was Zman Heter Bamas, person can bring an oil and a shlamin in a bamas yachid, but because you couldn't bring a chatas and an ashram, so therefore you're chayiv. You're chayiv when you bring it in bamas yachid. So how does Rashi learn the Gemara? And there are really two drushes here, two dinim in this pasuk. One is an iser to bring a choyves, chatzis and an asham, in a bamas yachid. And one is an iser to bring it in a bamas simur. And there are chaluk and b'yisoy dinim. The iser to bring it in a bamas yachid is because it's called chutz. It's usher, even though it was not heter bamas, but there was no heter bamas for chatzis and an asham, only for oila and shlamin. So if the Isra bring it in a Bamas Yochid is an Isra of Chutz, and that Reb Shimon says it's Yisoid, and it's because it's Miksas Roy, so you can be Chayiv Anei B'Chutz. That's the Chiv bringing it in a Bamas Yochid. The Chiv bringing it in a Bamas Sibur, according to Reb Zira and Reb Yirmiyah, is not called Chutz. Gilgal is called Pnim. It's not called Chutz. So why are you Chayiv when you bring it there? Not because of the Chiv of Chutz. You Chayiv because of the Chiv when you bring it in the Chutzur's Man in the Mikdash. That's the Chiv. And therefore they want to learn out. So what didn't stam? You bring an oisiv es benoy. All mechusri zman. You bring in the mikdash. You'll be chayiv misad esur mechusri zman. And so it really comes out from this pasuk that there are two different drushas. They both include in the pasuk that the pasuk is asking in the time of Gilgal to bring chayvus, both in the bamas yochid and the bamas sibur. The isur of bamas yochid is misad isur of chutz. The isur of bamas sibur is misad isur of akrova in akrova's psulim, akrova's mechusri zman. That's lefi Reb Zera and Reb Yirmiyah. If you have Nachum Bar Yitzchak, no. Both in Bamas Yochid and in Bamas Sibur, the whole Chiyuv is the Chiyuv of Chutz. And it's the old that Pim the Gilgal, Lagabi Shiloh is the Chutz Dami, so the whole Pasuk is only Pasuk of Chutz. But the fear of Zira and Reb Yirmiyah, there are two dinim that are said in the Pasuk. Just bring out a two dinim, comes out a big nafkamina between them. What's the din if two people shecht the Mechutzur's man? Shnaim to shecht the Mechutzur's man. Are they Chayiv or Pater? It's totally whether it's Bifnim or Bachutz. When they bring it Bachutz, the chiv is at chutz, so the chayyut pasha that just like we learned of kuvches, the shnayim sheshach to our potter, which is the parish of shchutei chutz. Who had in this new drasha of Reb Shimon, but it brought it back to the din of shchutei chutz. So when two people shecht the mechutzur zman b'chutz, they're potter, because and all chiyuv chutz shnayim sheshach to our potter. That's when you bring it b'chutz. When you bring it bifnim, so the chiv is for bring a carbon pasul bifnim. And this we never found in meat that two people that shecht a carbon pasul bifnim, they're potter. Balmum. And all other psulim that when you shech b'fnim, even shnayim sheshach to olam etzino miyot, so you chayiv, because it's really two dinim that come out of this pasuk, lefi the drasha of Reish Lakish, according to Reb Yirmiyah and Reb Zeira. That's all in the first drasha of Reb Shimon. Just the second drasha that the Gemara brings for Reb Shimon, Rabba brings Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon learns out from the iser to shech a pesach in a bamas yachid. So the Gemara says that what are we talking about? There's a lav shech the pesach in a bamas yachid. If it's Acher Chatzoyis Kamek Karis Nami Mechayiv, then it should be Chiv Karis. El Lav Koyim Chatzoyis. It must be the Pesach talking about before Chatzoyis. And why are you Chayiv? You Chayiv for Shechting a Pesach Mechusur Zman Machutz. And this is Rabbi Shimon's makar to say that Melchuser Zman is b'loy sase. It's called miksaser, right? It's b'loy sase. So the Karen Ayri here has a question that we learned earlier in Daf Kufir Aleph, that Yushecht b'chutz b'layla yurchayev koris. Yushecht a korban b'layla b'chutz yurchayev. Why? It explains Teis and Kufir Aleph and Beis. Because layla lav Melchuser Zman. Layla is not called Melchuser Zman. It's right the next day. It's not called Melchuser Zman. It's yurchayev b'chutz. So ask the Karen Ayra, Chara Kol Shekin, a Pesach in the morning of Erev Pesach is called lav Melchuser Zman. In Melchuser Zman leboy bayoyim, it's closer. Laila to the next day, there's a difference between night and day. It's a need in a certain place whether Laila is called Melchuser Zman. But here, it's the same exact day, of before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Chara, if you know that Laila lav Melchuser Zman, Chara Kol Shekin leboy bayoyim, it should not be called Melchuser Zman. So then even, so the Kuliyam you should be chayiv, and you should be chayiv koritz, not only a lav, because ein mechuser zman lebei bayit. The question of the Karen Ayra. Karen Ayra says, you have to say there's a chiluk between the, when the mechuser zman is in the, because of the din of the carbon, or is mechuser zman, or it's mechuser zman because of din of avoida. That at Laila you can't make a carbon is not that the carbon itself is possible Laila. It's a din that you can't do avoida by Laila. It's a din kloli and all avoidas and all carbonas. They're not brought by Laila. There's nothing wrong with this carbon right now. Just Laila's not as man avodah. So that Tosafos says because it's only because the time is not a time for avodah. The carbon be aside, it's called roi for avodah. So that's why you're chayav b'chutz. Hashem came by Pesach. Pesach the Torah is kadei it's man. The din mitzad the dini Pesach that needs to be brought on yodalad lachar chatzos. So in yodalad before chatzos, it's not called the mechusar's man. Mitzad Pesach it's not roi right now. Therefore it'd be called mechusar's man. If you're rabbanon, you're putter, and if you're b'shimin, it's only a lav. That's a lav the kachilik between the mechuser's man of laila. It's not unique to this carbon. It's just that laila is not as man of vayda. So gabi chutzai that's irrelevant. You can say that the carbon is a carbon of miskabel. Hashemim by Pesach until you get to yudalad lachar chatzois, the carbon itself is a carbon ain't a miskabel. So that's why it's called mechuser's man, and you'd be putter. One that's b'shimin. That was Rabbi wants to explain the drasha of b'shimin. The Gemara at the end is Madre, that it's talking about Lachar Chatzos, and it's talking about B'shas Heter Abamos. Even though B'shas Heter Abamos, I could bring Korbanos Neder Nedova, but I can't bring a Pesach. So Rashi is Mavur, that it's not only Gali Pesach, all Chavis. All Chavis, you're not allowed to bring an Abamos Yocha, even Mizman Heter Abamos. That's how Rashi learns. For the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam brings only in Hilchos Korban Pesach, which is, comes after dinim of Maisa Karbanas. And also, it's from the Lashon Aram, it's Mashon, that only applies to Korban Pesach. Ram says in Perek Aleph, Korban Pesach, Halacha Gimel. In Shechnin as a Pesach, Ela Ba'azara Kashar Kotchen. Abish Asetra Bamais, Hoyum Akrivin as a Pesach, the Bamas Sibur. Chol Makav is a Pesach, Bamas Yochid, like it. Shneimar Lashuchel is Boyach as a Pesach, Yachat Sharecha. If you Hashem Olamdu, Shazu Azor Lashuchid, the Bamas Yochid, Filu Bish Asetra Bamais. So Ram brings down the drasha of our Gemara, he brings it down as an is as only mashen daraman only as an isra and hechos pesach, korban pesach, not by other korbanos. Rashi learns it's a klal to all the chayvus. The chayv the biyur machloikas in Rashi and the Rambam says in Zer Minchas Avram is that the yisayid of the isra of pesach b'bamas yochid. What the yisayid of the isra? It's not heter bamas. Is the yisur of the isur that legabe Pesach? It was said that there's an isur of chutz. There's an isur of shchutei chutz to shecht the Pesach and the bamas yochid. Even though there's a shas heter bamas, because you need to makrev it in the bama gedola, so you can't shecht it in the bamas yochid. Similar to what we saw in the first drasha of Reb Shimon that he learned that from a chayvus in Gilgal legabe shila are called mechuser zman. There's an isur to mitzad chutz, like we explained, isur mitzad chutz to shecht them in the bamas yochid. That's the Isra of Pesach and besides the Isra of Chutz. Or no, there's a unique Isra, nothing to do with Isra of Chutz. There's an Isra to Shech, the Pesach and the Bamas Yochid. Not because, not mitzad Isra of Chutz. Because it's a Shas Heter Bamas, there's no more Isra of Chutz Bechlau. But it's a unique Isra that applies to Shech and the Pesach and the Bamas Yochid. So, Chor B'zanech Lekum Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi holds that the Isra was said that because you're supposed to bring the Korbonis in the Bama G'dayla, so Klapi any Korbon, which it's in is Davk in the Bama G'dayla, bring it outside is called chutz for that korban. If it applies to all chayvus, It's a din klal that all chayvets are called luchuzer's man are called bachutz. Sorry, called bachutz klapei the bama gedolim. Now Shengin the Rambam will know that the zman hetcher bama there's no chiv chutz bechlal. The mail of this pasuk was unique iser in shechting a pesach bachutz in a bama siyachet. I mean afkamina between Rashi and the Rambam, but what's in a shneim sheshachtu like we said before in Reb Shimon and what's in over here? What's in a shneim sheshachtu a pesach in a bama siyachet? The Rashi that the chiv is mitzad chutz, so shneim sheshachtu are potter. The Rambam that the chiv is mitzad. That the chiv is mitzad a new iser, so then the chayv shneim sheshachtu are chayv. Very choshev yediyah, and it's in a pesach sheshachtu. B'bamas yochid, it's not hetcher bamas. The Meiri in Pesachim Dav Sari Aleph says that the person that shechzes this pesach gets kares, gets a chiv kares of shechitus chutz. So before clear in the Meiri that the iser is mitzad chutz, like Rashi, and the gedur of the pasuk wasn't just only a laf. The gedur of the pasuk was to say that by korbanos chayva. There's no heter bamis bechlal, and that even b'zman heter bamis, it stays an iser. It stays that it is an iser of hakrabas chutz in a bamas yochid. So therefore, you go back to the kuris, the normal kuris of shkutei chutz. Rashi advises him before that it's only a lav. If you Rashi, it's even though it's iser mitzar chutz, but if it's man heter bamis, you don't have the regular parsha of chutz, and we need this new parsha to say that you're over a lav. I'm at three drachim in the rishonim, shneim shem shalosh drachim in the rishonim to explain the gedur of this drasha. If you the Rambam, it's a unique iser unrelated to the chiv of chutz l'chayra. If you Rashi and the Meiri, it's a gather of akravas chutz. If you Rashi is a new lav, we don't have the regular parsha of chutz because it's a zman heter bamis. And if you the Meiri, the whole zman heter bamis was only said legabe korbanos nedava. Legabe korbanos chayva, even zman heter bamis, we have a mamish zman iser bamis. So we have also the kares of chutz. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.